Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Are you ready for some football?
Game day.
Oh, yeah.
Just in time for kickoff.
It's the flagship. Tons of guest interviews and the most honest analysis of the latest Ole Miss topics.
Welcome into this Wednesday edition of the flagship. I'm your host, Zach Berry. Joining me, our good friend, dear friend of the program, and the consummate professional when it comes to scouting and rankings, Cody Belair is here. He was with me in Tampa at OT7 Finals. He is going to give us all of the breakdown and analysis that we crave this time of year, as recruiting is really ramping up. OV season is here, and a lot of the 26s are starting to really narrow their focus. But before we bring Cody in, do want to remind you, show each and every day is brought to you by our good friends at College Corner. Scott and the folks over there take care of us, and they will take care of you. They have three locations, Oxford, Ridgeland, and Flowood. And they've also got collegecornerstore.com if you cannot get to a brick and mortar. Oxford, the brand new facility, 4,000 plus square feet, an immaculate facility, tons of merch, tons of gifts. If you need a Father's Day gift, hit them up. Or if you need to just get yourself a new polo, a new t-shirt, or maybe some tailgating supplies for the Grove this year, College Corner has you covered. Check them out, collegecornerstore.com or in Oxford, Sisk Avenue, to see that new facility, or Ridgeland or Flowood if you are not in the Oxford area. Cody, good morning. You are out on the road as we speak. The grind continues, my friend.
Dude, but you know, the grind never stops. However, I did get a nice little pit stop there in Tampa seeing your beautiful face. So that was quite a treat for me. But yeah, man, I'm at the old stomping grounds here in Baton Rouge, walking around. And, you know, I made some pit stops at Ole Miss earlier a couple weeks ago in Tennessee. So I'm kind of making my rounds down here down south. But I am super fired up to be hanging out with you today.
Yeah, man, we appreciate you hopping on. You're a busy man. Before we get into OT7, you mentioned you were at Ole Miss. I know you got some buddies down there. You've actually got a pupil that's now in the industry. So that coaching tree is growing, Cody.
Yeah, that's my boy Colton Leggett. He's an offensive analyst now with Ole Miss on the scouting side of things under Alex Brown. And you know, it's one of those things, Zach, where it's genuinely like the coolest part of the gig, personally, you know, coming from working with teams and stuff over the last 8 or 9 years, and you have your student workers with you and all that. And so I'm finally getting to the point where these guys are graduating and getting big boy jobs. And all it is just making me feel very old, Zach. That's all it really is.
Yep.
Me feel super old, but it's super fun, man. It's awesome.
What we do for a living already does that.
Oh my gosh, you're so right.
Talking to teenagers and like, you know, anytime if I ever bring up, it doesn't even have to be someone that's that old.
Yeah,
I mean, there was we were in Oxford for the Elite 11 regional,
okay.
And I remember there were kids there that didn't know who Byron Leftwich was.
Zach, I'll tell you one. I was out at dinner last night, and I told you this when we were at the Elite Series in Nashville, and I'm very excited to tell all of your listeners. What did I tell? Who did I tell you I walked by on the street on the way to the hotel, on the way to Elite Series?
That would be that'd be Mr. Three Stacks.
Yeah, Andre 3000 walked by him, and I was losing my mind. And I was like, "Oh my gosh, that had to be Andre 3000. That had to be him." I told the group of students at LSU last night at dinner that I walked by Andre 3000, and when I tell you they had zero reaction.
Oh my God.
They had zero reaction. And I was like, guys, are we for real right now? And they're like, is he a part of Outkast? And I was like, yes.
Yeah.
Keep going. What? And they're like, no, that's it. That's all I know.
I was going to say, it's probably like the discussion we had at OT7 talking about Louisiana kids and Boosie.
No doubt.
Even though they're 14, 15, 16, they still know who Boosie is. It's probably 100%. Like that. In Atlanta too, where like they probably mm-hmm. don't listen to Outkast, but they know who Andre 3000
is. No, yeah, 100%. You know who Three Stacks is, but yeah. No, it's funny, man. We talk about feeling older in this thing, and you know, we're starting to creep up on some birthdays that are really throwing me for a loop. Like, I know when we get to the class of 2028, I think 2029 is really when we're gonna start seeing it for me, where I'm gonna have guys that are finally born by the time I graduated high school. And I'm like, oh man, I don't want to see that. Nobody wants to see that. So
yeah,
that's where we're at in life right now.
Yeah. The other day I was talking to my wife about, you know, this is like a big thing I see on Twitter now. It's like a big like gap stats for time. And it was I was talking with my wife. I said, our oldest is now closer to driving a car than I was in college.
Oh, wow. That's tough.
Yeah, it's a tough scene. So yeah, real quick, you were in Oxford. What'd you think of the new facilities? What'd you get out of that trip? Again, I know you got your boy Colton down there, but what else?
Yeah.
I know you're tight with Alex. You know him well, but what's
sure.
What's going on down there in Oxford?
Man, it's awesome. The vibe is great. That's the thing I think really makes up the building, right? Like, you can have all the fancy bells and whistles, you can have all the newest stuff, but the vibes in the building and the people that are in it is what makes it really move. And the thing that I really got out of that building is there's a great sense of, and this sounds cliche, right, but it's the togetherness, and everybody's on the same page in there.
Yeah.
There's nobody that's to themselves, not communicating with somebody across the hall. It's very open air, which I really like, to be honest with you. You know, some of the preview stops I've had, the personnel office and coaches' offices, they're very to themselves. They're kind of scattered away from each other. But I tell you what, man, you're sitting at a personnel kid's desk and he could yell to the head coach's office if he really wanted to, right? It's that open air, which I love. And it's all the full-time guys can talk to all the students and everyone's in it, and it's everybody in there together. And I love that part of the deal. But man, Ole Miss has a lot of good things going, man. They have a great operation. It's the way they are navigating things and the organization of it. And I tip my hat to Alex Brown and Billy Glasscock over there. Like, those guys have processes and organization at maybe the highest level I've seen it in terms of place to place that I've been or people that I've talked to, like from a high school level to a transfer portal level. Those guys are crushing it, man. So it was really fun to sit down and talk with them and really get, you know, sort of behind the scenes with them on how they go about their business.
Yeah, when people ask me about Kiffin and kind of where he's at now, because, look, it's already starting. The noise is already there with, you know, Billy Napier at Florida and what happens if he bails, you know.
Yeah.
Talking with some of our colleagues in Tampa, that was kind of the conversation, right? It was like, well, if there is a hot board at some point, if Napier is let go – regardless if it's real or not, Kiffin is going to be on it.
Absolutely.
But
I mean, he's too sexy not to. You know what I mean? The way what he's been able to do, recruiting and player acquisition and roster management and obviously winning games and producing NFL talent, like, of course his name's going to be on there. Those are all the things that that athletic administration's looking for.
Yeah. I tell people, though, there's been a shift in the last couple of years with Kiffin. He seems far more comfortable. You mentioned the building and kind of the vibe there. I do get that sense of like a true like sense of self with the staff. Like you said, everybody on the same page. Like, everybody's, you know, the cliche of pulling the rope in the same direction, you know, all that.
Right.
But it's cool. Like, it's a great mix. You know, they've got some old heads in there that have been around for a while, but they've also got some young dudes that are truly making a name for themselves. You know, Kelvin Bolden, Randall Joyner, you know, Pete Golding.
Chad Chidari. They got a bunch of guys over there, man. It's a really good group. And most importantly, the best visitor I met the entire time was Juice. I met Juice. And it was awesome. It was like seeing a celebrity out in the wild. Like, the feeling I had seeing Andre 3000 on the sidewalk. How I felt seeing Juice Kiffin in the building. Dan, man, it was awesome.
Dan confirm, good dog.
Absolutely. 10 out of 10 wood pet.
Yeah. Speaking of a 10 out of 10, before we get into the OT7 coverage, I do want to remind everybody, show is also brought to you by our friends at USA Benefits Group. Drew Moak and everyone over there can help you cut those health insurance premiums by as much as 20 to 30%, which is pretty great. Everything from regular health plans, life insurance, dental, vision, Medicare, everything. Drew's got you covered. He's an Ole Miss grad. He's located in Mississippi, but he's also licensed in 7 states, so he can cover some ground. We're going to talk about some guys that covered some ground in Tampa. Drew can do that as well. He works with the nation's second largest health insurance brokerage with access to 35 different carriers, and he can help you with any of your health insurance needs. You can call him today, 601-953-8449, or visit their website, usabg.com/DMOAK, and get your free quote today. That's USA Benefits Group and our buddy Drew Moak. All right, Cody. All right, look, let's get out the gate firing here. Everybody was asking me in Tampa. I've caught some heat for it on the internet. But look, you were there. I mean, people unprompted were coming up and asking me. People were throwing out predictions themselves. You know, whether it be an RPM pick, a crystal ball, a future cast, whatever. Everybody across the industry wants to know what Deuce Knight is going to ultimately do. No one truly knows. If you honestly made me talk about it right now, or maybe I don't even think Deuce knows. I think he's truly torn. But before we get into, you know, any prediction or what we think he's going to do, the dude just flat out balled. You want to talk about being old, training day, great film. I'm surgical with this bitch, Jake. Deuce was just slicing and dicing people. What'd you think?
That's the thing, man. I mean, Deuce, the recruitment and the scouting side of it is extremely perplexing.
Mm-hmm.
But when we talk about this single OT7 performance, this is, especially on like Championship Sunday, I mean, we're talking about a phenomenal showing. Like, it is by far the best I've seen him look live. And, you know, Zach, we saw him last year at the OT7 regionals in Austin. I've seen him work out at an Under Armour event. I mean, he was a little erratic, you know. He was a little up and down accuracy-wise. But, man, I have never seen him throw it the way I saw him throw it on Sunday. Yeah. And it was flat-out fun to watch, right? Like, Saturday he was strong, faded a little bit towards the end. Friday was a bit up and down, too. But that showing on Sunday was maybe the first time I had seen him live where I was like, oh, wow, there's the guy that we've been waiting to see. And it really was a treat to watch, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a scout. I haven't been around it like you have. I don't have all the knowledge, but just from an amateur scout viewpoint.
Sure.
Everything jumps off the page. You know, big body, live arm. I saw him run a 4.5 against the wind. I mean, you know how high, I mean, I think he jumps 40 plus. Everything about him screams combine freak, NFL GM love affair. But yeah, I mean, I think still growing into, I don't want to say maybe not growing into his body, but just growing into like his game.
That's a great way to put it.
Like, it's almost like I don't want to like, you know, this isn't like trying to bash him, but you know, it's like a cult. That's learning how to walk and still learning, you know, oh, my legs are this long. I mean, exactly. Deuce, he's electric. And I think he's really, over the last 6 or 7 months, has really improved. He was out working with Philip Rivers. You know, he gets a ton of work in when he goes to South Bend. So he's getting a lot of coaching and a lot of fine tuning done when he goes on these trips and he goes and works with people at camps. And I really thought it really showed at Tampa. I mean, like you said, Friday, a little bit slow start, but man, something clicked on Saturday. And yep. I mean, it was a lot of fun to watch. I mean, just the intermediate stuff was crisp. He was really good with the deep ball. And I mean, just carried Coastline Stars to the finals. And if it wasn't for, I think, an early interception, honestly, probably the only bad throw I saw him make all week or all weekend. Other than that, I mean, playing from behind in the finals, I mean, he was still lights out and really efficient.
Yeah, the biggest thing with Deuce, when we look at the grand scheme of things, right, it's very easy to fall in love with one day of work, right, which I don't get me wrong. That's very much a good thing to show signs of life, right? The big thing with him is consistency. The flash in the pan is awesome. Yeah. Do not get me wrong. It helps you see, hey, when he's on, this is what it looks like, right? But the best QBs at the next level and beyond are the ones who are on for the majority of the time, right? Not some of the time, the majority of it. And with Deuce, you need to see that carry into his senior year, right? You need to see, you know, this is a guy that was like 50% completions last year, and he only had 17 passing touchdowns. He could definitely improve on all those numbers. You mentioned he's a strong runner and an athlete. We've always known that. That's not going to change. But we need to see consistency on Friday nights. And I'm excited to see that, all being said, right? Yeah. He can compound this OT7 championship performance into the Elite 11, which is going to be a very valuable showcase for him. And I think it's going to be really telling to see if this was a flash in the pan deal or, oh, no, this kid's really, like, taking strides and taking steps into being this player we always thought he could be. But ultimately, that senior tape is going to be one we have our eyes absolutely locked in for once they start getting games going.
Yeah, I think next week out in L.A. at the Elite 11 Finals, I think he's going to have a real shot at flirting with some five-star status. If he can go out there and he rips it and puts on a good showing, doesn't have to win it, but just perform well, I think he's going to be in that conversation before it's all said and done in the 25 class. And like you said, the senior tape, I think there's a lot of, you know, perspective that gets lost sometimes with senior tape. I mean, there are some high profile guys who, you know, especially quarterback, I think you do have to have some context with it, where somebody like Deuce or like George McIntyre is another one we've talked about, where like the team around him can potentially hold him back on paper with results. But as long as you continue to prove that you're capable of, in, you know, making plays in the big moment, doing stuff consistently, I think that's more important than wins and losses. You know, winning hardware and all that's great, but you know, we saw it a couple years ago with Arch Manning. I mean, all due respect to everyone at Newman, he was limited with what was around him, but you could still see the traits.
Absolutely. And I really do think, of course, this position is under the microscope more than any other position group when it comes to evaluating prospects. But to your point, the quarterback position, there are so many pieces of the puzzle when it comes to this evaluation.
Yeah.
And for him, it's just about checking as many of those boxes post senior season, which will end up with our final ranking. For him right now, especially for us, I think he's somewhere in that middle group. There's a group of guys that are at the tippy top that you're sort of sitting here saying, like, look, these guys have shown a lot of good things. Mm-hmm. Not a ton of question marks with these guys up top. Then there's a group underneath that's a couple guys underneath there that you say, hey, you know, haven't seen enough yet. I still have a ton of question marks, but, you know, physical trait-wise, maybe not as great in there. And you got Deuce, like, right in the middle, where you're saying, like, I don't know what group he's in, but this OT7 championship work showcase that he put on, this Elite 11 that we're going to go to, this senior season that he's about to have, I think that will help us decide, hey, man, is he a part of this top group, or is he in this group that we never really saw him quite reach it yet? So I think what we're going to see going into this workout and the season going ahead is, can he answer some of these questions that we have, or are we going to be stuck with our hands in the air being like, man, I just don't know. I don't see it. I don't know. So he's very, very interesting. And he's obviously one of the more, you know, polarizing quarterback prospects out there right now, outside of his recruitment. Even it's from a scouting and evaluation standpoint, he is extremely, extremely interesting.
The College Corner is headed to Oxford. Stop by their new location in the Oxford Commons off Sisk Avenue. They'll have 4,000 square feet of Rebel gear ready for your trip to the Grove. On your next trip to Oxford, stop by the College Corner or our other great locations in Ridgeland and Flowood. Hats, shirts, polos, pullovers, sweats, t-shirts. College Corner has it all. And as always, you can visit us online at collegecornerstore.com. That's collegecornerstore.com. The College Corner, where your game day apparel meets.
Cooler temperatures are right around the corner, and as I like to say, it's the perfect time to play a round of golf. And if you're looking for a premier golf course in Northwest Mississippi or the Memphis, Tennessee area, go to Cherokee Valley Golf Club in Olive Branch, 15 minutes from the Memphis International Airport. With those cooler temps, you might want to stay warm and comfortable on the course this fall. Go in the clubhouse and check out their new selection of outerwear from Travis Matthew and FootJoy, including FootJoy's new lightweight hoodie. This 18-hole par 72 course includes four sets of tees to accommodate all players and has 11 lakes, 52 bunkers, and the wide Zoysia fairways and extra-large champion Bermuda greens and clean roughs make for an excellent opportunity every single time to post a number. If you need a premier golf experience in the Mid-South, go to Cherokee Valley Golf Club. Call them at 662-893-4444 or check them out, olivebranchgolf.com. Are you looking at cutting your health insurance premiums by as much as 20 to 30%? Are you aging into Medicare and need help finding a Medicare supplement plan? Call Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group at 601-953-8449. Drew is an Ole Miss grad located in Mississippi and licensed in seven states. He works with the nation's second largest health insurance brokerage with access to 35 different carriers, and he can help you with any of your health insurance needs. From regular health plans to life insurance to dental and vision and even Medicare, he has it all covered. Now more than ever, it is critical to have a health insurance agent who is local and accessible. So call Drew Moak at 601-953-8449 and get your free quote today.
I finally quit smoking years ago. What a breath of fresh air. However, it wasn't until recently when I discovered Zippix toothpicks that I was finally able to curb my nicotine cravings forever. And trust me, I tried everything. Vaping, dipping. Zippix toothpicks are simply a cleaner and more convenient and discreet way to get the job done, and they're available in six great and long-lasting flavors. They're perfect for Ole Miss football games, flights, or pretty much everywhere else smoking and vaping are banned. And Zippix toothpicks offers options with up to 3 megs of nicotine. It's finally time to give your lungs a break and start anew. Give Zippix toothpicks a try today at ZippixToothpicks.com. You'll get 10% off at checkout if you use code TOC for Talk of Champions. That's promo code TOC at checkout for 10% off your order. Must be 21 or older to order. Warning, nicotine is an addictive chemical. Zip more and smoke less with Zippix toothpicks. A proud sponsor of the Talk of Champions podcast network.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Last thing, I know you're more on the scouting and ranking side of it. You're not on the recruiting side as much.
Sure.
What, comparing, because he told me it's Ole Miss. That's it. It's Ole Miss and Notre Dame now.
Yeah.
Alabama was still lingering because he loves Kalen DeBoer. Obviously, he's a lefty. He liked what Penix did with DeBoer.
Yeah.
Alabama flips Keelan Russell. He said they're out.
Yep.
Which – I'm not going to ask you which one you think he – where he lands, but which one do you think fits what he does best, either Notre Dame or Ole Miss?
Yeah, it's interesting because I really do think both work. You know, I think the things that Deuce – or excuse me, that Lane Kiffin's shown with, like, Jackson Dart, there's a lot of aspects to Deuce's game where I think Lane can get more out of him athletically, right, in terms of, like, by design – with his athleticism that I think you can do more at Ole Miss, maybe with Lane Kiffin. And with Den Brock over at Notre Dame, you see Jaden Daniels, right? Becomes a first-round pick and all that good stuff. And he just simplifies the offense so much in terms of passing lanes. I think when you look at Jaden Daniels and what he's able to do, people point, they're like, oh, my gosh, this guy's like ran for 1,000 yards, whatever. A lot of it's rushing. A lot of his rushing and his production as a runner was not by design. Right. Yeah. That was a lot of like on his own scramble drill, making things happen. And that's what makes Jaden Daniels so special. But it's not a lot of designed runs that were going on with Jaden Daniels, which I think Ole Miss would provide. So I really think you get more of the full spectrum of Deuce Knight as a quarterback with Lane Kiffin. However, if he was in Den Brock's offense at Notre Dame, I think he would it would allow him to become a more consistent productive passer, because I think the way he spreads it out is simpler for him to sort of process and make decisions. But yeah, man, it's really interesting. And you touched on it too, you know, in terms of where I think he lands. And, you know, I think some, the question I think I'm sure you've had a couple times is like, what does Ole Miss, like, is Ole Miss fully in on this kid? Like, what took so long and stuff like that? Like, what was going on there? And you touched on exactly the right pieces, right? Like Keelan Russell was definitely a factor in there. Hassan Longstreet, who ended up pulling the trigger to A&M, is another guy that you know they're sitting there on the fence on. And there's just a lot of dominoes, man. And the way sometimes the cookie crumbles, you know, is it doesn't happen in the spring and it doesn't happen before the senior season. But I have to think, Zach, this goes all the way to the end. I don't know if this is a scenario in which this kid pulls the trigger before the senior season. Now, granted, if he does it, great. Good on him. He made a decision. That's great. But I have to imagine if Ole Miss wants this kid, whenever they decide to go full steam ahead, it's going to be really tough for Deuce Knight as a Mississippi kid to say, you know what? No, thanks. I'm just going to go to Notre Dame. It's hard, right? It's just
– right.
It's one of those deals. I've seen it in the state of Louisiana all the time. Louisiana kids bleed purple and gold, man. Those Mississippi kids love Mississippi State and Ole Miss. They do. It's one of the tougher states to pull guys out of, even at the quarterback position. This one is not over.
Yeah, I do think it goes all the way. And look, I talked with Mike Singer, our Notre Dame guide on three about
it. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I was like, man, I don't know. Like, I haven't put a prediction in for him to flip. I truly don't know. And you mentioned, you know, Ole Miss, you know, had some options. But, you know, when I talked to Deuce over the weekend, I said, you know, hey, has Ole Miss kind of turned up the heat on you now that Russell's, you know, gone to Alabama? And, you know, Deuce was like, man, the heat's been up. Like, they want him. It's very clear that Ole Miss wants him. So Deuce knows that. And you know, you've been doing this long enough, and you were on the other side where you're trying to get kids. It's hard for a 17-year-old to tell people no. That absolutely have been recruiting them for 2-3 years, and you build those relationships, and it's cliche, but it's true. It's hard to just tell someone that truly, you know, loves you and wants you a part of their program, hey, no thanks. So that's going to be tough.
Especially in your backyard.
Right?
It's different if you're telling, like, if you're Deuce Knight and, you know, I'm just throwing a school out there, not that anyone, I'm just a complete hypothetical, right? Like USC calls him, right? Hey, man, we want to offer you a scholarship, you know, we've been recruiting you really hard, whatever. Deuce, as a kid from Mississippi, is like, hey, you, like USC, like I didn't grow up watching your games, or like I don't wake up and go to school and I see maroon and white or red and blue, man. Like you don't see the garnet and gold of USC. Like you just don't in Mississippi. That's not how it works.
Yeah.
But when you are a Mississippi kid and you are constantly being berated every single day of your life since that kid was a hot playing football. It's, hey, man, you're going to go to Mississippi State or Ole Miss. What are you going to do? Like, that's the conversation these guys are having since they were born.
Yeah.
And so it's really hard to tell those schools no. And just to emphasize how strong and how tight that bond is with Mississippi Cats to those Mississippi schools, as an LSU employee, that was by far the most frustrated I have ever seen Coach Orgeron be when getting kids to camp. We had more kids that we invited from Mississippi that they would call the day of camp and be like, sorry, coach, can't come. I got a flat. And we're like, no, you do not.
Rod fell through.
No, you do not. Rod, hey, man, mom couldn't get off work. Sorry, can't make it. We're like, no, they didn't. Someone told you not to come here. Who was it? And they're like, oh, man, I don't know what to tell you. So, like, that place has a chokehold on those Mississippi kids, and it's warranted, man. It's it's going to be an interesting race, man. The Deuce Knight storyline, even as a guy that's not following too much of recruiting and what's going on there, it is extremely interesting to see where this goes and, you know, what comes of it.
Yeah, the buzz was palpable in Tampa, man. Everybody was talking about him.
Absolutely.
For good reason. He showed out. Hell of a segue there, bringing up SC. But before I get to that, you mentioned the athlete portion of the fit with what Dart does. I think a lot of people forget, man, Kiffin was instrumental in guys like Jalen Hurts and Blake Sims, who guys were just really good athletes that ended up being really good quarterbacks. So
absolutely,
the athlete portion of that fit is pretty interesting. Mention SC. Next guy I want to talk to you about, Duan Morris, athlete out of Oakland, up in Murfreesboro, around my neck of the woods here. Committed to SC earlier in the spring. Another guy that did himself a lot of favors at OT7.
Yeah, man. The thing with him, he's a shorter guy, but he's not a smaller guy. And I think that's a very important distinction when you're looking at the body type for this guy. He's very interesting, right? Very interesting player, because I think he can genuinely play receiver or running back at the next level. And what I saw from him at OT7 really sort of it made my job harder, right? Because it kind of really showed me, like, oh, man, this guy can actually be – he's actually really natural when running routes, and he's actually got good ball skills, you know? That's something that always helps you guys see the field at the running back position, being able to catch balls out of the backfield, or in this case with Morris, potentially even being able to split out wide or in the slot as a receiver. I thought he was very strong in the passing game this weekend, and it's really put me in a blender when it comes to where you would – you know, where does he excel best at the next level? He reminds me a lot of a guy like Anaya Smith coming out of high school, where I was at A&M when we signed him, and he was short but not small, and he was a versatile player who was doing basically everything on tape. And they remind me a lot of each other, and that's a good thing, right? Mm-hmm. That's a good thing. That's a guy that was selected in the draft. It's a guy that was very productive at Texas A&M, did a lot of stuff out of the backfield as a pass catcher and as a ball carrier. So this is somebody that could be a dynamic weapon at the next level. It's just a matter of where does he fit best.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of hate sometimes for 7-on-7. You know, oh, it's not real football. They don't have pads on. I think it's a very productive exercise for people like us and what we do. I thought that was a really good showcase for him. You mentioned the route. This isn't like, you know, shout out Phil Longo. This isn't just chasing space and just running, you know, go over here and we'll throw it to you.
Yeah.
This is where you, like, especially in the games, you know, later in, you know, you get out of pool play, you get into the, you know, win or go home. There's some good cover corners out there. There's some good safeties, and you have to.
Oh, no question.
You got to run good routes. And I thought that he did that. He was very good out of the backfield. They put him in the slot a couple times. Ole Miss is recruiting him as an athlete. He told me that SC and Lincoln Riley are recruiting him as an athlete. So it's just kind of a, hey, we think you're just really talented, we'll get you here and figure it out type recruitment.
Right. And it's really a matter of, like, what position room do you throw the kid in? What he's going to be asked to do at either place is probably the same. Right. Like, they're going to do exactly what you said. Right. Get him out of the backfield, move him in the slot, a lot of motion stuff, a lot of gadget work. But it's really, hey, man, you know, which position coach are we throwing you in with? because that's going to kind of determine what he's learning and how fast, at which speed he's learned certain things that are going to be asked of him. But ultimately, the name of the game with this cat is feed him the football, and he can do a lot of good things with it.
Yeah, I mean, you've seen it at Ole Miss with, you know, Elijah Moore did it at SC.
Dexter McCluster. That's the guy that I always have in my brain is like the gadget guy. Dexter McCluster is the one that I remember growing up watching and being like, yep, that guy is just flat out fun. And the name of the game with him was give him the football and then let him figure out the rest.
Yeah.
It's not rocket science, Zach. It's really not. Just give your guys the football that do good things with it.
Yeah. I was going to say at SC now you got Zachariah Branch, who is just kind of like, hey, just put him on the field and do it.
Absolutely.
So yeah, fun kid to watch. I had a blast talking with him, and yeah, he's committed to the Trojans, but Ole Miss is still lingering. He said he's working, he's focused on his senior year, but he's still hearing people out. Another versatile guy that you know plays the same position on offense, but he can play some defense too. Kenzie West, a 25 kid out of Hartfield Academy in Mississippi.
Yeah.
Another guy that's just like, hey, I don't care. I'll play wherever you want me. But he was pretty impressive too. What'd you think?
Yeah, he was interesting too, because this is a guy that had his recruitment really pick up just this spring. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we didn't have a ton of exposure to him prior to the offseason really, but he's a guy that excels with the ball in his hands. When you turn the tape on, this is somebody that is physical. He's got great acceleration. He is a load to bring down. I like the suddenness he plays with. He's actually quite polished as a route runner too, which is what OT7 is able to show you. But he does a good job dropping his weight, sinking his hip to the top of his routes. He's got good foot speed and agility. He's not, I wouldn't call him a burner necessarily, Zach. You know, he's not a guy that I would say is going to take the top off of defenses consistently. He's a mid 1100 meter guy, you know, 23-200 guy. So he's not going to kill you vertically, but he is going to be a major pain in the ass in the open field.
Yeah. Speaking of a pain in the ass, they were really reaping in the benefits of Deuce Knight's big weekend. 226 wide receivers. I want to talk to you about that, man. We were oohing.
Oh man. Yeah.
Tristan Keys and Xavier McDonald. I mean, just two long striders.
Yeah.
I mean, they got the alien arms. I mean, they are lengthy.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you want to talk about a pain in the ass. They were torching people all weekend.
Yeah. I'll start with Xavier McDonald, right? This is a 6'1", 155 pound guy. Awesome length, right? Ran in the low 4.6s during the spring camp season. Got a low 1100 meter time on the track. Very twitchy, very bouncy player. He's got great ball skills, man. He's a great route runner too. The only thing is that he's super lean, right? Like he's 150, 160 pounds soaking wet. So not sure if he's going to be a guy that can ever really play comfortably at that like 185, 190 pound range, but he's somebody that's probably going to be a Z type receiver at the next level, I think, that comfortable number two guy that's playing off the line. But I saw him have some huge wow plays at OT7. I think the thing with him is just going to be consistency at the catch point. Kind of, he doesn't clap at it very often, but he lets it get to his body a little bit more than I would like. But I just want to see more consistency out of him and see if he can put some mass on his frame. But I thought he was very, very dominant out there. But one of my favorites, probably the whole, I absolutely love Tristan Keys, man. I love the way he plays, dude. He is electric. Like, he's got that combination that coaches and evaluators fall in love with, which is having burst, but also being fluid, right? Like he's got the ability to get in and out of his breaks quickly without any wasted movement, which always helps you get open. So plus he's got super strong hands, man. Like the amount of times where I saw him head tap a kid this weekend was just ridiculous. So he's a natural ball tracker downfield. He can go up and high point it. He's long, he's bouncy. The only critique really with him is top end speed. You know, he's a guy that's probably a 4.7 guy, but the frame and the way he's able to pluck the ball away from his frame and he still has the suddenness and physicality to box guys out at the catch point. He was just so damn good this weekend, man. And I love his tape. I think he's a guy that regardless of being a 4.7 is able to still separate guys, separate from guys efficiently. and consistently, dude. He is a damn good ball player.
Yeah, watching him, the coach speak, quick, not fast.
Yeah,
came to mind. Where, yeah, yep. he could get to a top of a route, but was still fluid and smooth enough to break it off or get, you know, those over routes and those deep out routes that Deuce was just putting on a rope. He was really good at those. Yeah, those two guys, you know, they got a couple years left before they need to make a decision. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, if and when the frame fills out, what they look like as a senior.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's a lot of good coming out of those guys. And I think the thing you touched on the most is the length and the ball skills and the route running. Those guys are way more polished than a lot of their peers. Mm-hmm. And that's something that allows them to get on the field early at the next level.
Absolutely. That's Cody Belair, On3 Scouting and Rankings Coordinator. I mean, dude, we can't thank you enough for coming on. I know you're a busy man. You're out on the road. You're getting after it. But we'll talk again soon as this cycle gets closer and closer to the fall. Because that's when kids are making decisions now. Guys are wanting to get it out of the way.
Man, I tell you what, man, it's the process is always accelerating, man. You know, I feel like last year was like, oh, all these guys are going to pop like right before their senior year. And now we're getting so many kids committing in the middle of June. So I got to get on the road earlier, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is, but either way, you know, this is my social time. This is really fun for me. So being able to get on the road and see all these schools and all these kids and being able to see you guys, my coworkers and my friends, man, it's really fun. So I'm glad I was able to see you last week and always enjoy talking to you and talking ball.
Yep. Shout out to Overtime. The event was great. Everybody there, Kayla, Zuzu, I mean, the whole crew put on a clinic on how to run these types of things. So excited for next year.
It was first class, man. I always have fun at these events, dude. Those people do such a great job.
Yeah. All right. That'll do it for this edition of the flagship. Heavy recruiting here. So make sure look, if you miss anything, just, you know, hey, rewind it, start it over, whatever. Tons of good stuff from Cody here. We'll have full recruiting coverage at omspirit.com. Another visit weekend, another camp weekend. Tons of things moving and shaking. And we've also got some baseball portal stuff. Our boy Ben Garrett is on the trail over there for baseball portal. We've got some intel there, guys in town this weekend. So be sure to head over to omspirit.com to check that out. If you're not a member already, it's only $1. Come on, help us out. Join the community, join the conversation. We have a lot of fun, and you get to get some of the insight and analysis from guys like Cody Belair and Charles Power and everybody else at On3. So for Cody over there, I'm Zach. This has been the flagship. Till next time, we out.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.